B'tachin for Life, Shir number 191, Wednesday, Chol HaMoed Sukkis, Tovshin Pei Aleph. We are discussing the importance of feeling Simcha on the Yom Tov of Sukkis and how this Simcha will positively affect our entire year. The source of Simcha that we have throughout the year is rooted in the Yom Tov of Sukkis. And if we utilize this Yom Tov properly, and we feel Simcha no matter what is going on, we will Emirtza Hashem have this Kinyan, we will Emirtza Hashem have this Simcha throughout the entire year of Tavshin Pei Aleph. It is up to us to maintain that level of Simcha throughout the week of Sukkos and Shmini Atzeres. Now let's explain a very important concept. The Pasuk says that you should take the Dalad Minim. You should take a lulav, an esrig, hadasim, and aravis, usmachtem lifnei Hashem alekechem shivas yamim. And you should be happy in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu for 7 days of Sukkos. So apparently, the dalad minim that we take on Sukkos are supposed to bring us simcha, and we could speculate why that is. But let's try to give a simple understanding. Chazal teach us that these minim are keneged, the one of the primary evarim that exist in a person's body. Not all of the main evarim, but specific evarim. The spine, the heart, the eyes, and the lips. Why those are the evarim that we focus on is a discussion for a different time. But they definitely are primary evarim for a person in his life. So the Torah is teaching us as follows. A person should take these four minim, which represent very important evarim that we have in our bodies that we take for granted. Take them in your hand, appreciate them, pay attention to them, and then you will be able to be usmachtem lifnei Hashem alekechem shivas yamim. Like we explained, when a person becomes appreciative, when he realizes that everything he has is a gift, and he doesn't just take it for granted, then he feels simcha. And perhaps we can add that not only does this bring us simcha, but we see another fascinating thing. We say full Hallel on Sukkos. All 8 days of Sukkos have full Hallel. What do we add when we say full Hallel? We add two parts of Hallel, which are really not happy parts at all. They talk about Saris, they talk about things that are going on, and this is considered full Hallel that we say when we're completely besimcha on the Yom Tov of Sukkos. This teaches us a very important thing. When a person is completely besimcha, when he appreciates everything that Hashem gives him and he feels the simcha, then these things don't bother him. And that's why on the Yom Tov of Sukkos specifically, we discuss these things in full Hallel. We mention different Saris, and it doesn't bother us. It enhances our Simcha, because we realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking care of us, and He has an endless love for us, and these small things, so to speak, do not bother us. And that is our objective in the Yom Tov of Sukkos, to appreciate the basics, and then the other silly things will not bother us. Like we say in the full Hallel, Shuvi nafshi limnuchaychi, my nefesh, calm down, feel secure, ki Hashem gomal aloychi, because the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is giving you chesed. When you realize that everything you have is a chesed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, these little things don't bother you. We are surrounded by the chesed of Hashem. And that brings us complete simcha.